With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
From secret agents being thrown into life-threatening situations, to wizards doing everything in their power to keep the forces of evil at bay, this bunch of sequel opening scenes didn't give us a chance to get comfy in our seats before exposing us to some of the finest pieces of cinema you're ever likely to see. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are the 10 best opening scenes from movie sequels. Number 10, Mad Max Fury Road, A Captured Max. Few films have ever hit the ground running in quite the way George Miller's return to the desolate world of Mad Max did with Fury Road in 2015. Preparing audiences for the non-stop action-packed thrill ride they're about to be strapped to the front of, Miller kicks things off by having the titular Max captured by a bunch of pale white lads by the name of the War Boys. Tom Hardy's leading character is soon shaved and tattooed by his ferocious captors in an undisclosed location, giving in to his primal instinct to survive. Max then breaks free from his restraints, leading the War Boys on a merry chase through the facility in a sequence which resembles the grungiest Benny Hill skit imaginable. This all leads to the climactic realization that Max is going absolutely nowhere, with the protagonist launching himself off the side of a ridiculously high ledge in what is revealed to be a Morton Joe citadel onto a swinging hook, only to be dragged kicking and screaming back inside the intense structure. Now that's how you start a movie. Number 9, Mission Impossible 3. Ethan fails to save his fiancée. Taking the unorthodox approach of gifting us a heart-stopping scene which actually takes place midway through the story, here we have the pulsating opening to the franchise revitalizing Mission Impossible 3. As a black screen invaded theaters all around the world, with only the voice of Philip Seymour Hoffman's Owen Davian and the sound of Ethan Hunt being zapped to guide us through the darkness, fans instantly knew they were in for a tense introduction here. Truly chilling performance from Hoffman, coupled with a convincingly desperate Tom Cruise as Hunt, makes for an exchange you simply cannot take your eyes off. Davian then coldly explains that Hunt has until the count of 10 to tell him where the rabbit's foot is, or his fiancée, Julia Mead, dies. Not knowing at this point what in the hell is going on, fans are left wondering whether Hunt is keeping this information from Davian on purpose, or genuinely has no clue where the item is. Either way, Davian isn't satisfied with the IMF agent's responses, leading to Julia seemingly being blasted in the head as his count dramatically hits 10. Cue Jaws bouncing off popcorn buckets the world over. Number 8, Skyfall, License to be Killed. With the series coming off the back of a rather disappointing follow-up to 2006 riveting Casino Royale with the lackluster Quantum of Solace in 2008, Sam Mendes knew he had to do something drastic to lock fans back into the 007 franchise. Throwing James Bond into a compelling chase across the roofs and train tracks of Istanbul wasn't a bad way to start, but things were soon ramped up a couple of shocking notches as the fight to capture a mercenary reached its climax. With Eve Moneypenny's sights set on both Bond and the target, both battling on top of a speeding train, the agent is forced to take a hazardous shot with her rifle by M, unfortunately missing the mercenary and launching Bond off the vehicle and into the water far, far down below. Presumed dead as Moneypenny confirms to MI6 that there is indeed an agent down, Skyfall delivers the ultimate gut punch before the opening credits have even rolled. Good thing we had Adele's dulcet tones to nurse us through that trauma. Number 7, The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Gandalf versus the Balrog. Though many people will rightly point to the death of Boromir as the most emotional sacrifice in Peter Jackson's first Lord of the Rings flick, The Fellowship of the Ring, the majority of those same fans would likely point to Gandalf's heartbreaking fall in the Mines of Moria as an equally devastating loss. And they'd both be right, it's just too much. Jumping straight back into that traumatic moment as we return to Middle-earth a year after the first of the trilogy hit screens in 2001, fans were reminded of the mighty wizard's show down with the formidable Balrog as Jackson took us on a trip through the snowy mountains and back into the captivating scene. After witnessing Sir Ian McKellen once again forbid the beast from passing before telling the Fellowship to fly, the fools, we then finally see exactly what went down when Gandalf tumbled into the dark depths below. As it turns out, the grey wielder of magic took up his sword and kicked that fiery thing's ass. He would eventually return later in the film as the resurrected Gandalf the White, but not before Jackson showcased just how powerful the prior iteration of the wizard could truly be on his, admittedly, last day. Number 6, Austin Powers Goldmember. Austin Pussy comes to life. Long before he was surprisingly popping up and subsequently stealing the show in 2008's Tropic Thunder, Tom Cruise was playing another hilarious part in one of the finest opening sequences in movie history. Throwing together a set piece that felt as though it belonged in a 007 feature, fans were quickly left wondering whether the Austin Powers franchise had decided to go down a more action-heavy route for its third outing, Goldmember. Yet after blasting a helicopter to smithereens, it soon became clear that this wasn't the Powers they were looking for. Instead, Cruise, lined up alongside Gwyneth Paltrow, Kevin Spacey, and Danny DeVito, were all revealed to be playing the leading roles on screen. However, this twist was soon explained away as nothing more than the opening for a feature film adaptation of Mike Myers' OG Powers life, by the name of Austin Pussy, with none other than Steven Spielberg sat in the director's chair and not taking too kindly to backseat direction.
Oh, behave, Steven. Yeah, baby.
Number 5, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Indy's first adventure. Showcasing a young Indy out on a trip with his fellow Boy Scouts, the opening to The Last Crusade sees the teenage Jones stumble upon a bunch of grave robbers who've just uncovered a valuable artifact. Sensing the golden crucifix belonged in a museum, the youngster quickly nabs the cross and flees the scene, hopping on a circus train which eventually gifts him with a newfound fear of snakes, fondness for whipping things, and a lovely scar on his chin. After ultimately having to surrender the cross back over to the robbers and a man wearing a Panama hat, not before being handed his soon-to-be signature hat, the scene then transitions into present-day Indy, with the heroic archaeologist battling against that same Panama hat-wearing villain to retrieve the cross once again. Just like that, we have a new understanding of the character and his upbringing, further reinforcing him as the rugged, unlikely hero we all wish we could be. Number 4, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, Complete Obliviation. Not too long ago, it was the Harry Potter series that was the talk of the entire planet, with fans excitedly cramming themselves into cinemas for the first of a two-part finale to the then most successful collection of movies in history, setting the tone for the life-changing battle between good and evil, which was set to go down over the course of the next two features. Deathly Hallows Part 1 kicks off with a scene that perfectly depicts the calm before the magical storm, in the wake of the Minister for Magic, Rufus Scrimgeour, defiantly stating that the Ministry of Magic remains strong despite Lord Voldemort's terrifying return, we watch as our three main protagonists prepare themselves for the hard times ahead. Yet the most heartbreaking reality check given in this moment undoubtedly comes in the Granger household as Hermione bites the Muggle bullet, erasing her parents' memory of her via the Obliviate spell in order to keep them safe from Voldemort's influence. This, on top of watching the Dursleys flee their family home, reaffirms the fact that things are about to get very real. Number 3, Pirates of the Caribbean. Caribbean at World's End, The Hanging. Boasting a frankly insane $300 million budget, fans of Pirates of the Caribbean Curse of the Black Pearl and its largely inferior sequel, Dead Man's Chest, were primed and ready for the series to stick the landing and conclude the original trilogy of features on an epic high. In the end, though, At World's End wound up being heavily criticized for its excessive plot lines and overall length. Yet before fans were left feeling deeply underwhelmed by the whole bloated experience, director Gore Verbinski only went and delivered us one of the most unexpectedly disturbing moments of the entire series in the opening scene. On the orders of Lord Cutler Beckett, anyone associated with piracy is to be executed via hanging. This decree opens the door for a string of grisly conclusions for wave after wave of accused folks. Then, ending the sequence with an unsettling full stop, a young boy joins the group of doomed personnel, singing a sea shanty before it was cool with his fellow man as they all suffer the same sickening fate. Haunting and shocking in equal measure, this moment definitely set the stage for an uncompromising conclusion. Number 2, The Dark Knight Rises, The Plane Hijacking. In true Christopher Nolan fashion, the director of The Dark Knight saw his mind-boggling bank heist in his Batman Begins sequel and raised it a full-blown plane hijacking in The Dark Knight Rises, whilst the thing was still hurtling through the air, simultaneously introducing us to Gotham's latest big bad by the name of Bane and setting in motion plans that would eventually lead to the film's climactic conclusion, the masked villain and his henchmen outsmart a bunch of CIA agents on an aircraft. This then leads to a stunning sequence involving the plane being literally pulled out of the air by a larger craft, before the merciless former League of Shadows member kidnaps nuclear physicist Dr. Leonard Pavel, and leaves no survivors as the vehicle plummets to the ground. Nolan knew he had to deliver the jaw-dropping goods in the opening stages of this insanely anticipated follow-up, and unlike the folks in the aforementioned falling plane, he undoubtedly stuck the landing. Number 1, Avengers Infinity War. Thanos officially arrives. From the moment he reared his big purple head in the end credits scene of Avengers Assemble, Marvel Cinematic Universe fans were well aware that a lot of things were set to royally hit the fan the moment Thanos decided to officially make his presence known to Earth's mightiest heroes. It may have taken 6 years to get there, but as the opening scene of Infinity War unfolded before our very eyes, the frightening level of relentless power at the Mad Titan's disposal was on show for all to see. The massacring both Xandar and much of the population of Asgard, Thanos and his Black Order make light work of the Hulk and Thor, before calling time on Heimdall and Loki's tenures in the MCU. The sight of Thanos easily getting his hands on a second Infinity Stone, even when faced with arguably the two strongest Avengers, was a sobering sight for all perched on the edge of their seats in cinemas the world over. Needless to say, it also turned out to be a small taste of the sheer heartache the genocidal hero of his own story would cause before the film had reached its bitter end.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.